This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Now the base is full for Victor Caratini, who delivers a base hit to center. In comes Pena. Here comes Paredes. He will be safe. Astros lead 5-3. Victor Caratini comes through again. Got him. 18 strikeouts for the Astros, and they win 4 in a row for the first time this year. 5-3 final. Hader has saved 15 consecutive games. Astros winning for the 17th time in the last 22 home games.
I suppose we could start with the good news if we want. Payne and Pendergast here. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast with Seth Payne. The good news is the Astros did win the game. There were a lot of positives to take away from the game. We can start there, Seth Payne, that this was overall, I think, a net positive day for the Astros. You got Lance McCullers out there dealing 12 strikeouts. Astros win 5-3. You heard it there. That was Todd Callis on the call for Space City Home Network. We can start with the good news, right, Seth?
Oh, yeah. It was Lance McCullers being the big story and going six innings. I'm assuming you're saying the good news is Lance McCullers. Yeah. Going six innings, 12 strikeouts. He had 2 strikeouts in every inning that he pitched. And he went back out there. He was already at 91 pitches when he went out for the sixth and final inning, and he just mowed 3 dudes down. That was, I don't want to say it was vintage Lance McCullers, because as he himself says, he's going to be a different guy wherever he lands and however he ends, whatever his style ends up being. But the movement on his pitches, that looked like classic Lance. That sometimes it looked like, man, that thing's coming from 3 feet outside the plate to right across it at the last moment. And that was really cool to see.
Yeah, and really the cool thing for me, Seth, is the timing of it all, because we don't have to bury the lead. We don't have to act like bad things didn't happen before this game. We got the news that Ronel Blanco is going to miss the rest of the season with Tommy John surgery. And it feels like an all-too-familiar type of storyline that we're getting here with Astros pitchers. We've talked about it, what feels like ad nauseum, but that's only because, damn it, it keeps happening, right? And so Ronel Blanco is out for the season. This is after we get the news about Hayden Wesneski a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, Spencer Arrighetti's been out with the hand injury for a while now. And so to get that kind of news, and for me, like the big thing, Seth, is, and especially when we're talking about Lance McCullers, is, okay, yeah, it's cool with the 12 strikeouts to watch him jump into the time machine. But the timing of it all, right? Like if I had told you going into the season, Seth, that Lance McCullers is going to have in toward the end of May, he's going to have an outing where he throws 12 strikeouts and you win the game, you're going to say, well, I'll take that as a bonus, because that must mean that's in addition to what we're getting from Ronel Blanco and Spencer Arrighetti and, of course, Hunter Brown's taking that next step. And, of course, you got Fromber. But, no, it's Fromber Valdez, Hunter Brown, and Lance McCullers. You absolutely need him to be, if not the old Lance McCullers, some version of it or something close to what you got from him yesterday at Daikin.
Right, and especially with in the next three games, you've got Ryan Gusto starting today. Then you've got Colton Gordon starting in game three of this series against the Rays. That giving the relievers a little bit of a break and getting them loaded up for potentially and probably short starts by both those guys. They're in such a dicey and precarious situation now without, because Blanco had started looking like the serviceable version of Blanco at the very least and had reined a lot of things in. But now the timing of it all is what really stinks in terms of, okay, what do we need to do at the trade deadline? Well, right now it looks like Spencer Arrighetti optimistically might be back in early July. Trade deadline is July 31st. So maybe you have a good idea about what he is and where he is when he comes back, if everything's on track. But then Luis Garcia and Christian Javier, if those guys were going to be options at all this year, it's not going to be until after the trade deadline. So you might end up having to make a bold move at pitcher without, and I don't want to say it's all for naught. Obviously, you can never have too many good pitchers. I wish everything was like 1 month earlier. Yeah. I wish Lance had started pitching this way a month ago. I certainly wish there weren't. Let's see, how many current there's six. There's six starting pitchers currently on some form of an IL right now.
Well, it's what sucks, Seth, is like you feel like you're supposed to have like this gluttonous amount of starting pitching, right? Like you feel like you have a surplus of starting pitching, and you actually do in terms of talent and actual bodies and names who are on the roster or who should in theory be available to you. It's just the fact that those guys are not kind of similar to the way that Lance McCullers has been over the last couple of years. Those guys are not actually available to you. You mentioned Spencer Arrighetti's not going to be available until it looks like July, right before the trade deadline. It's hard to know exactly what he's going to look like after missing so much time. These other guys that are supposed to be reinforcements, Luis Garcia, multiple setbacks in his rehab. Christian Javier, you don't know exactly when you're going to get these guys back. And again, what they're going to look like. So that's what makes it really cool that not only is Lance McCullers available to you in some kind of capacity, but to know that he's got that in him, like that's still in there. He actually talked about this after the game when asked if he feels closer to his old self.
It's hard to say, I guess. I think after my first surgery, I was a different pitcher and I had success, and I think after this surgery I'm going to be a different pitcher, and I'm hoping to continue to find success. Obviously the velo and things of that nature, I don't know if I'll ever be throwing 97, 98 again, but you never know. I think some things just take time. I think, like today, it was a big emphasis on executing early. Stop putting myself in such a big hole in that first inning, pitch count wise, things of that nature. And I was able to execute that today.
Man, hey, yeah. Seth, we've come a long way from the death threats from a little while ago, man. Like,
that's right. I forgot about the death threats. Dude. Those are so far in the rearview mirror. I'm guessing Lance remembers them better than we do.
Hey, as ridiculous as that was, like if you are anywhere close to the Astros fan that was either participating in the death threats or making fun of it, if you're a real Astros fan, you're far, far, far removed from that moment right now.
Yeah. Do the decent thing and at least retract your death threat. Yeah, put that paper trail out there. Please, just write it in a handwritten cursive letter so he knows you mean it, and send it with your home address so he can acknowledge your apology.
But it's the truth, man. The dude is so important now. I thought the night guys did a pretty good job on Area 45, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani just pointing out how, and Lance is talking about it there, and I think they were reacting to this these very comments that he was making after the game, but he's just done a really good job of having to reinvent himself with each turn of catastrophic injury, if catastrophic is not too drastic of a word to use. And I don't think it is, given the amount of time that he's missed with each of these injuries. But he had to reinvent himself, you know, several years back when, you know, coming back before this most recent injury. And, of course, he's missed 2+ years of time. And for him, it's really been about maturing and becoming an actual – and it feels like – it almost feels like a backhanded compliment to say that he's becoming a pitcher, because he's always had an arsenal and always known how to pitch. But in this case, he's having to reinvent himself and having to, like, understand what works for this stage of where he is in his current – like, in this stage of his career and with his rehab and with his comeback and all of that. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, like, you know, all of that is really cool to me, watching him sort of just develop in that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And they always talk about how it's making the adjustments to the adjustments. When you're a young pitcher or a young hitter, teams are going to adjust against you. How do you adjust to those adjustments? And so it's not like Lance has never been through that before. But every time he comes back, it's almost like Tiger Woods with his new swing. Every time he changed his swing, he had to relearn exactly how to play golf and what his style was going to be. And I think with Lance, it's, all right, the velocity might never come back, but he still does things, some things really, really well. And his slider and his curveball has always been good. Most of the whiffs he got yesterday were generated against his curveball. And it's just, he'll probably have to be a bit of a, for lack of a better word, a junkier pitcher, and just continue to lean into all that ball movement and everything else. Cause it does, I mean, his curveball used to be ridiculous anyway. He was throwing fastball speeds on his curveball. So if he doesn't get that back, it's not like it knocks him down below the average major league pitcher or anything. It's just a matter of just him figuring out exactly what works for him as teams are going to start making adjustments. Okay, we've seen the best version of Lance now, or at least the much better version of Lance. What adjustments are teams going to make to it, and can Lance make the adjustments?
Well, he still got the slider, and last night was, or yesterday afternoon was a great example of him still having the command. So, like, he's still got that movement and that command of the movement, and that's what allows him to navigate and to continue to reinvent himself, and that's really what makes him such a talented guy. Like it's funny to even think about how, like, there were guys in this A's lineup who were doing a lot better with Hunter Brown's, like, just, you know, like, just straight at you, you know, some sort of power, as opposed to some of the finesse and really more so movement that Lance, like, Lance, we talk about the 12 strikeouts, but we're 18 swings and misses, like 18 whiffs out there, you know, throughout the day. And it's really just a highlight of how in control he was. Like, you know, he gives up the home run, doesn't actually get the win because he gave up the lead. But for the most part, he's, I don't want to say dominant, but definitely you would describe his outing out there as in control, like in control throughout. Like, he hangs that slider, gives up the home run. But for the most part, we're talking 12 strikeouts, 18 whiffs, swings and misses. And I want to say, like, 5 ground balls, like, totally in control from Lance McCullers out there yesterday.
Yeah, and it's almost like the extra base hits don't concern you as much because they're outliers compared to everything else. And it feels like a guy coming back and just, if he can continue to hammer everything down and be as consistent as possible, that you won't, you can iron that out. I mean, the huge wild card in it is just, all right, can he stay healthy? It's like, that's every single Astros fan, I think, could watch this entire season. If Lance goes out there and pitches 7 innings of shutout after shutout after shutout, there's always going to be that voice in the back of your head, like, all right, let's stay healthy.
Yeah, well, one thing we know from this, like, if Lance is now, like, not a luxury guy, not your 6th starter, but now your 3rd best guy, your 3rd guy, and you're relying on him to be that guy for a significant stretch or a significant amount of time, they're definitely going to be in the market for a starting pitcher come trade deadline. Like that's 100% the case. Chandler Rome wrote about that in The Athletic, and we can talk about that a little bit later, but that's 100% a space that the Astros are going to have to be in because they just don't have enough guys anymore.
Yeah, that and a lefty hitter would be nice. Jacob Melton coming up from the minors might end up being the best option there. But those names, those 6 guys, those 6 pitchers from this season that are starting pitchers around the IL, it is some of, look, it's also Wisniewski, you know, it's not necessarily guys that you are 100% going to lean into. But they're going to be valuable to you in some regard. And it just, you have to hold your breath with Lance. You just can't count on and predict it. Oh yeah, Lance will be there number 3 all the way through. We just don't know.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast this morning, rolling along with Seth Payne. I was at OTAs yesterday for the Texans, and there's something that we probably shouldn't overreact to that I'm definitely going to overreact to here with Seth Payne. That's next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.